Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me and asked me, oh, the time was that.
Welcome back to 1710. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Have a great visit with our good friend Bob McTeer, Dr. Robert McTeer, a distinguished fellow with the National Center of Policy Analysis, former member of the Fed, former president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, and a member of the Federal Open Market Committee, which, as you know, is meeting yesterday and today for their two-day meetings that they're having more of these days than they used to. Bob, in the last segment, you were telling us that you thought that they were going to continue with QE2, which is the basically accommodative policies of plenty of capital, plenty of liquidity, low interest rates, et cetera, basically the Fed having to clean up the mess that the policymakers, the fiscal policymakers create. But one of the things that's been interesting to me, and I want you to tell me if I'm missing something here. As the United States central bank is doing what we just described, other central banks around the world are doing the opposite. They're going in the other direction. They're raising interest rates. They're tightening liquidity. Now, one of them, Bob, it seems to me, is wrong. What do you think?
Not necessarily. The people that are tightening, you can divide them into two groups. China, India, Brazil, you know, they've got a fairly booming economy
folks.
That was not really affected very much by our crisis.
Right.
And so they are having an incipient inflation issue right now that they're trying to deal with.
Well, Brazil has had an incredible history of inflation over the years.
Yeah, anybody in Latin America.
Yeah. Right.
They've got that
so they're
overcome.
Frightened. The other parts of the world are frightened, more frightened of inflation than we are in America, aren't they?
Well, they're especially frightened in China because they feel like it may lead to social unrest. And everybody's particularly worried about food prices.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently the natives get restless with food prices.
I do, don't you?
Right. Well, and I think in our country, it's the price of a gallon of gasoline that triggers behavior.
Well, yeah, and that's what we're
now.
We're
now you go to Europe, and you got another set of circumstances. It's not inflation that's causing them to tighten; it's the debt crisis,
right,
within the eurozone. And even though their debt relative to GDP is not much different from ours, the weak countries over there don't really have their own central bank or their own currency, and so they're pretty much like our states. And the stronger currencies are very reluctantly having to bail them out, and the European Central Bank is probably not able to conduct the monetary policy it would like. There's just too much disparity between
right.
the strong and the weak in that area.
Well, plus they have a more of an appetite. They have more of an acceptance of slow growth over there than we do in America. 3% is not really acceptable in America. It's okay, but that's not acceptable in Europe. 3% growth year over year would be like a overheated economy.
Eurosclerosis is what
yeah.
what it's been called, and,
yeah.
and they got used to it, and they seem to prefer leisure over more work or harder work.
Right. Yeah,
and their mindset is that you know they're going to enjoy life, drink a little wine and drink
right.
a little beer. And,
so you're saying that the opposite of QE2 in other countries is right for them, and our QE2, our quantitative easing in the United States, it hopefully is right for us. But in a global economy, don't those two bump up against each other? Isn't there a potential conflict somewhere out in the future when those two bump up against each other?
Yeah, well, for one thing, even while we have a lot of slack and very high unemployment, we can import some of the inflation through commodity prices.
Right, we are.
That's being driven by these fast-growing developing economies. China gets blamed for everything, but it's so big and it's such a resource hog that when it's growing fast, a lot of things affect the rest of the world. And so as
we trade, it's an inefficient hog. It's an inefficient hog too.
It's inefficient, but it's like the big Russian rockets. You know, they didn't have to be too sophisticated. They were so damn powerful.
Yeah.
And China has so many people, and they've got a model that's working beautifully for them. They're basically a capitalist country run by a few communists.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that the few communists can do pretty much what they want to, as long as they're doing the right thing.
But they've got a little bit of a they've got a little bit of a house of cards with their people right now, though, don't they?
They always are walking on eggs, because prosperity causes people to want more prosperity and more freedom.
Yeah, more liberty,
and
more
so
entrepreneurship.
You start messing with their Facebook account.
Entrepreneurship.
You may have trouble, yeah.
The issue, and this is, there's a tipping point coming in China and in other countries too, Bob, because they're unleashing more entrepreneurship in China. And one thing we know about entrepreneurship, it demands liberty. Entrepreneurship cannot exist and grow without the demand for liberty, and that's cost purposes with the communists, as you were talking about a minute ago. Interesting comments from our good friend Bob McTeer. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Bob and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.